Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
From WBUR in Boston, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is NPR's Only a Game. Some college basketball players don't score 138 points in a career. One scored that many in one night. Ahead on Only a Game, an eyewitness account of Grinnell College sharpshooter Jack Taylor's record-breaking performance. Also, gauging the departing David Beckham's value to American soccer and the new biography of NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. Also ahead, anti-gravity antics through the magic of trampoline dodgeball.
You're playing at 5, 10, 15 feet in the air, and the walls are at a 50-degree angle, so you will see people running on walls, jumping, dodging, falling back.
Stay tuned.
Major funding for Only a Game is provided by Oliver Wyman. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. This week's college football news finds Maryland and Rutgers jumping to the Big Ten, which is actually the Big somewhat more than 10. What difference does it all make? Pat Forte of Yahoo Sports joins me to straighten that out. Pat, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be with you.
You began a recent article on conference jumping by asserting that Maryland had turned, quote, a financial mess of an athletic department into a swank new home. Explain, please.
Well, Maryland recently cut seven sports, has been millions of dollars in the red, has been a very unsuccessful football program of late, and by its own standards, an unsuccessful basketball program, has just basically mismanaged the entire program, and their reward is to get to go to the Big Ten. And the Big Ten is the bailout right now.
Who wins when a team jumps to a new conference?
The same people that generally win all the time. The power revenue-producing sports, football, men's basketball, and the athletic department that is badly in need, obviously, of extra revenue. The Big Ten Network was very much drawn to the Washington, D.C. and Baltimore TV markets for Maryland and to the New York TV market for Rutgers because they can sell cable subscriptions at a very fat price. And the reward for that is, more money into the Big Ten coffers and certainly a lot more money into the coffers of Maryland and Rutgers.
You've written, Pat, that these days in college sports, and I'm quoting again here, football determines everything. But hasn't that been the case for a very long time?
Well, it's certainly been the case for the last 5 or so years. I don't know whether it's been the case for a very long time. There was a time when basketball was not too far behind, but now those days are long gone. I mean, we've seen the kind of numbers that a football playoff is going to generate in terms of hundreds of millions of dollars, and football now absolutely is the one and only deciding factor.
Do fans get to benefit from the decision to change conferences? Do they feel like, my team is more important now because it's playing in the Big Ten?
Well, I suppose they might. I sure hope they don't have any great desire to travel to go see their team play because it's only going to be harder. It's a pretty tough commute from College Park, Maryland to Lincoln, Nebraska, or Minneapolis or Iowa City, or from Rutgers, Piscataway to those places. So, as long as they don't want to go anywhere, sure. And if you're Rutgers and you're fleeing the Titanic that is the Big East, then you certainly can be more excited about that.
Well, there has been speculation that one consequence of this latest round of teams changing conferences will be the irrelevance, if not the collapse, of the Big East Conference. Does that seem likely to you? And if so, does it matter?
I think it does matter, and I think it's becoming more and more likely. As team after team after team leaves, it was West Virginia, it was TCU, it was Pittsburgh, it was Syracuse, now it's Rutgers, and trust me, Louisville and UConn are fighting for the lifeboat that will take them to the ACC and replace Maryland right now.
Pat Forte writes for Yahoo Sports. Pat, thanks very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.